So I'm downstairs in my basement. This is usually the setup I use to record my podcast. I use an ATR2100 and it's plugged into a Tascam US1200, which goes into the computer. And I record into Reaper and I have set effects I put on. There's a noise gate, a compressor. So pretty much by the time I'm done recording and the effects have run, my recording is very clean. There's no background noise. It's already been taken out. And all the levels are pretty much even. I've actually turned the effects off for this recording so that I can kind of give you the raw audio. Just for comparison, this is me down in my studio. I'm recording straight into the H5 with the windscreen over the little microphones on top. I'm using my Apple Earbuds microphone and I'm holding it maybe an inch or so away from my mouth. And it's actually a really good go-to microphone if you need something on the fly just to keep in your bag or whatever. You know, I wouldn't necessarily recommend going back and forth with it because you'll get a lot of movement. Like I'll put my hand on it, my fingers on it, and you can kind of hear that. And if you let it drop, it might go against your clothes. But if you need something in a pinch, you know, your phone and the Apple Earbuds microphone. Okay, so I'm recording in the ATR2100 into the Zoom H5, and now I'm doing it in my living room. So I have the air conditioning going. It's about a foot away from me. I have my son on my lap, and he may make sounds that you might hear. But overall, you're going to hear the air conditioning. You're going to hear a buzz if I put a noise reduction on it. It may make my voice sound all underwater and stuff. But this is how it sounds without anything to it. So now I'm on the XY microphone on top, and you can tell, it's a lot louder, a lot fuller, but you can also really hear the air conditioning going. And, you can hear every breath I take. That's like a Sting song. Okay, and now I'm on my Apple earbuds recording into my phone in my living room. So there's the air conditioning in the back. I have the microphone on the earbuds about an inch away from my face. And one thing about this, if you do have an older generation phone, don't throw it out. And if you have the earbuds that go with it, there's Cam, so you can hear him a little bit in the background, but not as much as you would if I were using just the XY microphones on top of the H5. Here I am in my son's room. I'm facing right into a closet. I literally have my face inches away from all my husband's shirts. And this room is the quietest room in the house, I would think. I wish I could record in here, but all my equipment's downstairs. And in the other room, I have the air conditioning going, but I have the door closed. Usually I have a fan going in here, but I turned it off. But I'm really just talking into an ATR2100 inside the closet. And you know what? Let me just move. Because let's see if you can really hear a difference. I'm in the middle of the room. I have all this space around me. There might be a little bit of a reverb, but probably not much. It probably sounds very similar to how I sound when I'm recording my podcast, since I don't have padding when I do that. So what I'm doing now, I'm talking into the XY microphone, and I'm inside my son's room, which has a very lush carpet, and I'm facing into the closet, which has a lot of clothes, which can help dampen all the reverb and echoes. I'm seriously standing just facing into a closet, as far into the closet as I can go. And this is into the condenser microphone. All right, and now I'm in my son's room recording in a closet against all these clothes into my earbuds that go into my iPhone 6S. And I've actually done an interview in this room before using just the earbuds, and it sounded amazing. And that was through the Ringer app, actually. All right, so I am currently outside, and I'm talking into my ATR2100. You can hear the breeze. It's actually a very breezy day. You might be able to hear my wind chimes. And with just this, there is a windscreen on both the ATR2100 and the H5, but you're still going to hear some of that wind going. All right, so here's some wind with the H5 and my wind chimes going. So yeah, you can definitely hear that. Yeah. All right. right, so here I am on my Apple earbuds outside. The breeze is picking up a little bit more, so it might come through in the microphone. And maybe my wind chimes as well. But again, the microphone is only an inch from my face, so it's probably picking up my voice the best. So if you were to record outside, if you needed to, into your Apple earbuds, you would get a pretty good sound. However, I can't monitor it. I'm going to find that out when I listen to it in post. All right, so I am in probably my favorite place to record that I haven't ever recorded in, but I'm in my car and I'm talking on the Apple earbuds right now. And what's great is my car is very soundproof. I have a window unit for my air conditioning going about 10 feet away, and you can't hear a thing. The problem is, it's July, and I didn't think ahead to cool down the car before I did this. So this is the first recording I'm making, and I need a break before trying the other microphones. All right, here I am on the ATR 2100 inside my car, which I think sounds the best. You know what? I'll have to see when I listen to all the recordings and I hear how the Apple earbuds sound, but I really think this sounds the best. Just the ATR 2100 into the H5 with the doors closed. Again, it's really hot, and after about 5 seconds, I'm already sweating. So this might not be the best thing to do when it's winter or summer, wherever you are, and it's inclement weather, but you could do a quick podcast if you cool down the car and quickly say everything you need to say. I don't think I would be able to do my podcast in here, though. All right, so I'm on the XY microphone on the Zoom H5, and I'm inside my car, which is also very quiet. There's actually a plane going. Oh, there's my keys. There's actually a plane going over my head. I don't know if you can hear it. But again, inside my car, as soon as I closed that door, I couldn't hear the window unit of my air conditioning, and it's also very hot. All right, so I'm back recording in my husband's closet on the ATR 2100 into the Zoom H5 to give some final thoughts. First of all, recording with the air conditioning on, although it was the most comfortable to record in, is probably not the best idea. Even if you run noise reduction on it, you're not going to sound natural. It's going to sound bad, like you're underwater. And in a lot of places, you can't help that air conditioning. You can't help the noises that go on. So having a dynamic microphone for a hobby podcaster, first of all, they're usually cheaper if you get the Knox or the ATR 2100 or the AT2005. They're usually cheaper. Now, that said, to get the H5, if you really want the H5, it's a great investment. You can do a lot with it. With all the accessories, you can really get a lot done. And with that XY microphone, although I wouldn't recommend recording your entire podcast into it, at least all the vocals, it's great for Foley work. I mean, you could hear the wind, you could hear the wind chimes, you can hear the air conditioning if you want that. But you can also hear a lot of mouth noises, which the ATR 2100 is a little bit better about. You still might need a windscreen and definitely a pop filter, but if you just have a windscreen over your ATR 2100 and you're recording, it sounds great. Now for the Apple earbuds, I actually cannot tell you what I think about that because I'm going to have to wait until I upload that audio. You know, if you wanted to start a podcast and you just wanted to play around with it and you had an older iPhone, I think 6S or below, and you still have your Apple earbuds and you're just recording into voice memo, yeah, do that. And one of the nice things about that is if you and your co-host both have those phones and you both have those earbuds, you could theoretically record a podcast with more than one person, everybody recording their own side of it, which is actually kind of nice insurance anyway. A little overkill if you do it every time. If you just have an ATR 2100 and you're recording into the H5, something like this, which is another great thing about it because you can get two microphones into it. But at the same time, if it's just you and a co-host, you can also get a cheap mixer. I have the Behringer Q802 mixer and it has two inputs for XLR cables. And I think at this point it's running under $70. And you record into that, you put one microphone on the left channel, you put one microphone on the right channel, and you can easily record two separate sides. You're going to get a little bit of bleed, but it's not going to be as bad as it would be if you were recording into two Blue Yetis, for example. But it's not going to be terrible if you're facing one another instead of right next to one another. But if you do want to take your podcast, oh, I hate this phrase, to the next level, an H5 is a really good investment. And especially if you're doing interviews. That's one thing I didn't touch on really, aside from doing in-person interviews. Going back and forth with the microphone into the digital recorder or having two microphones on stands, you're going to get a great sounding interview out of that. And the other thing the H5 can do, this is a question that comes up in Facebook groups all the time, is how do I record a phone interview? What's the best way to record Skype? You know what? I'm going to give you the link to Ray Ortega's video on it because it'll explain it much better than I can. But basically what it is you have your ATR2100 or your microphone plugged into one of the channels, and you have another 3.5 cable going from channel 2 into your computer or wherever that phone call is coming from. The great thing about the ATR2100, Samsung QTU, the Knox, and I believe the 2005 also has this, is it has a USB port on the bottom as well. So you would plug your USB going from the computer to your microphone. So not only is the recorder picking up your voice through the XLR cable, but the computer is picking up your voice through the USB cable so that whoever is on Skype or whoever you're talking to can hear you. And also because of that 3.5 cable going from the computer going into a quarter inch converter into channel 2, their side will be recorded as well. And again, I will link to the video because the audio version of me explaining this does not do it justice at all. If you followed me, kudos to you. So yeah, that's what I think. And somewhere in the background, my son is calling for me. And I can't play with the H5 all day, although I'd love to. And you know what? There are a lot of great videos online. And there are a lot of functions on this. I mean, you can go back and forth between the top microphone, the XY microphone. You can get ambiance into that microphone while you're also talking into channel 1 through the ATR2100, which I don't recommend really, because then you're getting your voice twice. So I don't really know how that would sound in post. But hey, let's find out actually. Cam's being good. Let's see. All right, so here is... So here's the recording of me in my husband's closet, which is one of the quietest places to be. And I have the XY microphone in the closet recording kind of the ambiance of the closet. You know, all the plaid shirts he has. Dude, he has plaid. That's all he buys are blue plaid shirts. So maybe you can hear that. And I'm also talking directly into the ATR2100. So you can probably hear my voice on both of these. If I were to put this in stereo, which I wouldn't because I love you guys, and I wanted to put the Zoom H5 in one ear and the ATR2100 in the other ear, I don't know why I'd do that. That would be terrible. But, you know, you could do that because I'm recording a safe distance away from it. All right, so Cam is making noise. I don't know if you can hear it on all the microphones that are going right now. So I have to go. Thanks.